From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Attorney General Eric Holder says federal prosecutors have now opened criminal and civil investigations into the Deepwater Horizon explosion and oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. However, Holder would not specify which companies and individuals will be targets of the probe. Speaking to reporters after a meeting with attorneys general from Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, the attorney general said his office will conduct a thorough investigation of the spill.
As our review expands in the days ahead, we will be meticulous, we will be comprehensive, and we will be aggressive. We will not rest until justice is done.
Holder says federal clean air and pollution laws give his office the power to investigate. Earlier today, President Obama said if any laws were broken in connection with the spill, those responsible will be prosecuted. BP is moving ahead with plans to capture the oil and gas leaking out of its well in the Gulf of Mexico. The company is also thinking about ways to keep operating in the event of a hurricane. More from NPR's Richard Harris.
Robotic submarines are working 5,000 feet below the sea surface as BP prepares to build a device to capture oil and gas as it spews from the broken well. The submarines will need to slice off a bent-over riser pipe to make way for the lower marine riser package. It is supposed to pipe the oil and gas to a ship on the surface. BP has also decided to modify some of the gear on the seafloor they used in the failed Topkill effort. That gear will be adapted so it can provide a second pipe to the surface, and this one will be engineered so BP can continue to collect the spewing oil even during a hurricane. Hurricane season starts today and runs through the summer. BP says it probably won't be able to stop the flow of oil and gas entirely until a new well is drilled, and that will take until at least August. Richard Harris, NPR News.
U.S. officials say they now believe a statement from al-Qaeda saying the group's number three leader was killed in the past 2 weeks in a U.S. missile attack. Sheikh Zayed al-Masri was apparently killed by an unmanned drone strike. Paul Wilkinson is with the Center for the Study of Terrorism and Political Violence in Scotland. He says there's little doubt al-Qaeda already has a replacement in the works.
He was an experienced and determined militant. But al-Qaeda has had to adapt to the loss of a number of senior figures, and that hasn't stopped the al-Qaeda activity.
Al-Masri was a direct conduit to al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. Key Purchasing Managers Group, the Institute for Supply Management, says its manufacturing index, while down slightly from the previous month, was at 59.7 in May. Any reading above 50 indicates an expansion in manufacturing. Norbert Orr is the ISM survey chairman.
If we take the index at 59.7% and look at that in GDP terms, it would be a 6% increase in real GDP.
Last month's expansion in manufacturing was the 10th consecutive monthly rise. Still a big down day for Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 112 points. This is NPR. A new watchdog report raises doubts about the Justice Department's ability to respond to an attack that uses weapons of mass destruction. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports investigators are criticizing a lack of coordination.
The inspector general says the department's response to a WMD attack is inadequate and outdated. National security experts worry the country could be vulnerable to a dirty bomb or a deadly germ attack. They fear terrorists could get their hands on dangerous materials. But the department has not issued an emergency response plan since 1996, and that old plan never even mentioned weapons of mass destruction. Justice officials say they agree with the inspector general's findings. They're making sure there's better coordination during emergencies. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The White House is now saying next week's scheduled meeting between President Obama and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will go ahead as planned despite the fatal attack on a Turkish aid vessel by Israeli soldiers. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs announced Obama and Abbas will meet on June the 9th. For Roger Federer, his French Open dreams have been dashed by Sweden's Robin Söderlin. Söderlin defeating the defending champ 3-6, 6-3, 7-5, 6-4 today. After his quarterfinal loss to his Swedish rival, Federer, who defeated Söderlin last year, was still able to find a positive.
They all come to an end at some stage. You hope they don't happen, but they do. No, I mean, I think it was a great run. Now I've got the quarterfinal streak going, I guess, you know.
Federer referring to his Grand Slam semifinal streak that ended today at 23 matches. Crude oil futures prices ended lower today. The price of oil was down $1.39 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.